Thank you. So yes, it was the flows of from developed countries to developing countries. Exactly. I have notes. Thank you. You also decided that further comments on the proposed indicators and the selection of indicators derived from Earth observations can be provided to the Secretariat until the end of this month. You requested the Secretariat to prepare a revised version of a list of indicators for its next session, and you committed to support the production of and to make available national data for the selected indicators for the development of the eighth assessment. And you requested the Secretariat to inform the Committee on Environmental Policy about the outcomes of the agenda item. You thanked the experts from the UNEC Statistics Division, the United Nations Statistics Division, one of those should be statistical, the United Nations Environment Programme and the United Nations Institute for Training and Research for their presentations about statistics and indicators for waste and circular economy. And you invited the Secretariat to continue updating the Joint Task Force on international developments related to measuring the circular economy and waste, in particular e-waste, to highlight opportunities for the active involvement of Joint Task Force members in methodological work and the development of relevant guidelines. You also thank the panelists for their contributions to the discussion on a common definition of sustainable and resilient infrastructure, and invited member states and international organizations to continue the discussion. You requested the Secretariat to propose to the Committee on Environmental Policy and the Conference of European Statisticians to conduct an in-depth review and to consider setting up an ad hoc expert group on this topic, with the objective to draft guidelines for measuring sustainable and resilient infrastructure. And you asked the Secretariat to invite the International Finance Corporation, UNEP, OECD, and the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction to participate in the work of this expert group. You noted with concern that it has not been possible to organize remote interventions, which has prevented the participation of experts from some international organizations and hindered the deliberations under this and other agenda items. You thanked the speakers for their valuable presentations on producing and sharing environmental statistics and indicators in their countries. You emphasize the importance of ongoing work in this area, particularly in the light of emerging national and international policy priorities. And you encourage the gradual extension of the production of environmental statistics and indicators to ensure alignment with evolving policy areas. And you noted that the revised UNEC guidelines for the application of environmental indicators can serve as a useful tool in guiding future work and development. Next. So then we move on to the guidelines. You welcomed the finalization and publication of the guidelines for 2023 edition. You approved the new indicator metadata sheets with the understanding that the amendments discussed by the Joint Task Force will be incorporated. You requested the Secretariat to continue updating the webpage for the guidelines and to gradually upload the approved indicator metadata sheets. You requested the Secretariat to proceed with the production of additional indicator metadata sheets and, following a silence procedure with the Joint Task Force members, to make them available on the dedicated website. Though I would note that in practice we will seek to come to this body because also we need translations. Okay, on data needs in relation to human health, environment and human health. So you thank the speakers for their insightful presentations on the intersection of environment and health from a measurement perspective, including contributions from the UK Office for National Statistics, the International Network on Public Health and Environment Tracking, and the WHO Regional Office for Europe. You emphasized the value of the examples presented in enhancing the understanding of how environment statistics and indicators can inform work on environment health interlinkages. You acknowledged the importance of being regularly informed on developments in environment and health statistics and indicators, as previously noted in your 20th session last year. You encouraged further sharing of experiences from other countries on integrating environment and health statistics in future sessions. And you invited the Secretariat to continue engaging its members, international organizations and partners to provide updates and foster collaboration in the measurement of environment and health indicators. Six, capacity development activities. So you recognize the importance of capacity development initiatives, particularly the EU for Environment Programme, in supporting countries to improve the quality and availability of environmental statistics and data. You encouraged continued collaboration between international organizations, national statistical offices, and environmental agencies to strengthen the development of environment statistics across the region. You recognized the valuable lessons learned from the sector reviews on environment statistics in Georgia and Kazakhstan, and encouraged other countries to consider conducting similar reviews of their environmental statistical systems. Such reviews can provide valuable guidance on further development and help identify specific capacity development needs. And you welcome the ongoing and planned capacity development activities presented by the UNEC Secretariat and invite member countries to continue informing the Secretariat about additional capacity development needs. The Netherlands.